Blog Talk Radio.
No, we ain't having that right now. What we gonna have is this. We gonna have some fun. So like this one, cause y'all just don't know. I know y'all know who that was. Not all of y'all, but the old listening crew. Yeah, that was Tyrone Davis, the man from my blast from the past. I know y'all hadn't heard about him in a long time, but, you know, he died in 2005. But anyhow, now let's get down to the real subject. The subject of today's show. Do we honor our right to vote? And this is about some of everything that we do. One, we won't buy up our own property in our own neighborhoods so that we can have the kind of businesses that we would like in our own neighborhood. Two, we won't get up off our sorry butts and support our children, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And three, we just lazy as all get out. And this ain't coming from no outside source. I'm a dude that's been around a long time, and I grew up in my neighborhood, grew up in my entire area. I grew up in Bundtown. And lady isn't even alive for nosy and lazy people in our neighborhoods. Yeah. So what it is that it's just real pitiful, y'all. You know, one, we won't do nothing, and two, we won't let nobody else do nothing. So I'm just bringing out some facts, and we gonna figure it out all later. But right now, I'm gonna bring out some facts. Do we honor our right to vote? Again, I'm gonna ask that for the simple reason. There's a lot of things that I just truly don't understand. Quite often I blame it on lack of knowledge and all of that and a bag of chips. But y'all know that ain't all it is. But black people that know their history, I'm talking about like I do, was here when they had poll tax, y'all. And a lot of y'all don't understand what poll tax was. You had to fill out a form. And the form had questions on it that Einstein couldn't answer. And a whole lot of other stuff. And was hanging people, y'all. They was hanging people that wanted to vote. They talked about voting and stuff like that. Even if you say it and they would ride by your form or whatever they said, oh, boy, you going to vote? Yeah. You go put on the hoods, y'all. And come back and hang your head. But, you know, people that remember all of that and that should have a reason to want to vote, a good reason for wanting to vote, and now that you are able to vote and everything else, you just do, you don't want to. I don't feel like it. I don't like neither one of them. Never have I heard something so stupid. So really, I don't, and I doubt if I ever could, have a good reason for trying to understand why some people do some of the stupid things that they do. You know, it's just a shame. Back in the mid-90s, I had the luxury and the honor of meeting Miss Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King III, and a host of other notable name people and stuff like that. So right then, I decided at that time, y'all, what I really wanted to do in my life. And I've been doing so ever since. I've been trying to get people to vote. I've been trying to get people to understand. What doing the paying back forward, you know what I'm talking about, really means. It means by any means necessary, just like Malcolm X used to say. And I had the luxury of meeting one or two of his daughters. Life, man, is so mysterious. I don't know what made me start thinking about Miss Parks. I know I told somebody last week that, yes, I met her. I used to talk to her like every day, almost for a month. It was for a long while, you know, and it was just the luxury of being able to get up to that office and know she was coming or get there after she did, because, man, they got there sometimes early. Because, you know, the old Billy, I tell him how early I get up and how early I get up to the office. And lo and behold, I get up at the office, they're already there, you know, drinking their coffee and having fun. And so, you know, those type of things and those type of people. I met Dick Gregory. I heard him laugh a whole lot, but he could be laughing and telling you about him. Why people pause in the water in Michigan. It's because y'all on this and that. I be telling y'all stuff and sending y'all messages, and y'all don't be listening to her. Y'all don't be paying me no attention. I said, Mr. Dick Gregory, I pay you attention. I've been a follower of yours for many, many years, even when you put out your health food stuff. I said, but even though I don't really do anything healthy for my body or anything, but I do follow a lot of your moves, you know. Told him how much I respected him and everything like that. And I missed him this year. And you know, I missed him quite a few years that he's been coming. He comes here every year, every June, around my birthday time. And does Cheryl Smith, Don't Believe the Hype, Bowl-a-thon, and stuff like that. See, y'all have people coming into your area that you say you want to meet and stuff, but you ain't followed it. You know, it don't cost nothing to follow people. Get on Facebook and just follow them and stuff like that. Find out what they do, when they do it, how they do it. And so, you know, it's very little room for excuses is all I'm saying. And we can come up with so many excuses. But, you know, my daddy told me when I was real young, yeah, that end go. That's what y'all saying. Let it end go. Talking about his dad again. Yeah, I talk about my dad because I was proud to be a Parnell. All of the years I've been a Parnell. And even those when I didn't want to believe I was a Parnell, I wanted to be away so bad. Until I met my father, of course. I met him and got to understanding him and got to hear a lot about him and, you know a lot about him. So, you know, in this lifetime, in our lifetime, y'all, a lot of rain is going to fall. But guess what? We're the ones up there letting the thunderstorms in and stuff, you know. On your own self, you know, and I just don't know why we keep shooting ourselves in the foot and just doing it over and over again. See, after I found out what I really wanted to do, and I know I said on my show now, I said, more tonight at 6 o'clock p.m., so call in to 1-323-870-3963 with your thoughts and opinions. I really don't want to know your thoughts and opinions. I want y'all to know mine tonight. Because, you know, even though you might learn a little bit more about me, you need to start looking more in on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You need to, because, man, some of the reasons we have for not doing the right thing, man, it's highly motivational to somebody that's trying real hard to do the right thing and, you know, trying to get on top and trying to get y'all to follow the leader. And I'm not the leader, y'all. I'm not the leader. Remember that. Remember that. I'm just trying to get people to change their minds on why they do some of the things that they do. Because, man, it's ludicrous for me to come. They ask you how come you ain't at your child's football game. And you say, well, man, I had to work 8 hours a day or 7 hours a day. I'm tired. Well, something's wrong with you other than tired. You're a lazy son of a gun. Because if you could take an energy pill or go out to a party, or take a drink of that whatever that stuff is that you're drinking and get energized to go to the dance or to the concert, you can discover a better way to energize your butt to go to that child's game. So, you know, and I say this over and over again, excuses is like a behind. Everybody got one, but do they use them as often as you do? Everything you do is a baller. S-H-I-G, yeah. So, you know, it perturbs me that, you know, the simple reasons that you give for not doing some of the things you're supposed to do, that you need to do, that you ought to be trying to do in spades. So, you know, don't whine to me when you ain't got nothing. Don't whine to me when you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't putting forth no effort. You want a gold guinea to fall in your lap, you know. And then it just perturbs me, man. Sometimes you have to realize for yourself, am I doing the right thing? Is this worth my time? My kids gonna be able to do this here or that there if I do this. You know, you have to ask yourself them type of questions. Sometimes they motivational, sometimes they self debating, for lack of a better word. You know, you have to ask yourself, is my children with this? And, you know, if the answer don't come up, yes, I think you're living in the wrong household. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I'm playing this one just to see what you really have on your mind.
Sean McCoy is going in for a loss of
can't take no nickel, get back to your game. Because guess what? I'm still not satisfied with all the answers I got. I'm not getting a whole lot of heroic efforts from anybody calling in, because I guess it seems like I'm complaining a lot. But I really don't understand some of our principles, you know, some things that we supposed to live by and do. And I hear business people telling, I'm too busy to do business. Anybody get that? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because God dog me, I showed on. What are you in business for if you ain't going to take care of business? If you're too busy, if you got too much work, then you need to hire somebody to do something that you're not doing. Not if it's going to make you successful. Y'all don't hear me. And I understand that. That's the problem I've been having. I have to look over some of these fools that's making mistakes and stuff. Well, no, that ain't what we do, y'all. We ain't got to look over nobody. What we got to do is start telling ourselves some facts. And the fact of the matter is, if you ain't going to do your business the service that it needs to have done to it, then you need to leave that business. Work for somebody else. Y'all don't hear me. But then I understand why, you know, because a lot of folks don't want to hear the facts. But you'll hear it when you hear something like this here.
The grave dude.
mix night, y'all. This is mix night.
Mm-hmm. the way we do.
Thank you.
live all over the world. That's me. When am I gonna slow out?
Y'all, you got a little Church of Thunder in, but you can't get no more. Right now, I'm gonna do something like this here. So I'm just tired. I want y'all to really hear what I had to say tonight. But until you get a hold of what I was saying, you got to understand that we are taking ourselves backwards simply because we play like we don't understand. But some of you fools already know that we in trouble, y'all. No matter how you look at it, no ifs, ands, and buts about it, we are in trouble. If you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm playing in the wrong yard. You know, we are y'all backing up. We need to get a hold to ourselves, put a stop on it, and say, what am I doing? If y'all don't hear me out, it ain't just too much further I can go with. I can tell you over and over again, and you still not going to understand what I'm saying. The fact of the matter is, if do we have to get back to where we in love with ourselves, you know, or do we have to get back in love with somebody else? Because it's got a lot to do with love, how we feel about each other, how we feel about us, and everything else. Because, you know, it's ludicrous to keep thinking over and over again that we're going to do it for ourselves or by ourselves. So just tell me, what do we have to do? You know, we have to fall in love with mommy or what? We have to go kiss a princess? You know, just tell me how we can get out there when we get started back on the list. Because right now, we're not making any kind of headway. And can't blame it on nobody else. So, let me try some of this. Sure would like to try it. I really would like to. I know y'all would like this to be, but I'm gonna let the women talk to each other right now.
Hello. Announcing the water.
reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find the name and number. So woman to woman, and I don't think it's being in a woman's bag that's calling and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of the bag, see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it fine. The clothes on his back, I buy. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. Well, I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you understand just how much I do for Cupid. Woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know how I feel. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes,
y'all. That just, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me.
You know, you never grow up to your mother.
like the other two. I like the other two. But I'm going to let y'all leave with this one, y'all. I'm going to let y'all leave. Because guess what? I'm tired anyhow. Y'all had a great evening. And with that being said, Uncle Bill is out of here with the Queen for that 15. Domino games next week, y'all. Domino. I'm going to be playing. I'm going down on the park. And take my domino with me. Y'all have a great night. Whoop the Queen for that 15. Uncle Bill is out of here. Holla.
Cancer, breath, John, Paul, Larry. Thank you.
more.